All right, guys, welcome back to another episode of 100 Books a Year with Kevin. Let's continue our discussion, lessons in Stoicism. And then this episode, what we want to talk about is the problem with emotion. So when the Stoics talk about emotions, they're addressing emotions from others and also from our own, right? And then they believe that we can actually shape and color our interaction or our perception through emotion, and then it kind of have like a bleeding effect to others and to the community. So a couple of things that the Stoics believe is, number one, our emotions are the product of our judgment that we make. Again, right, emotion comes from judgment. We should not deny or repress our emotion. That would be unhealthy, and then it's probably not possible as well. So what we should focus on is how to avoid having them in the first place. This kind of, to me, feels like a little bit of, the modern times, right? Like, if you want to fast track to today, say, oh yeah, I want to be emotionally available to my partner or to my family or to my friends. I don't think that's how they're phrasing it or what is the meaning. I interpret it as we should kind of have less judgment begin with, and trying to get emotions out of it, right? So judgment first, and then no emotion second. Not because, oh yeah, like, I don't want to be present for the conversation, things in that nature. Okay. Secondly, is the Stoics believe that we cannot make emotions go away. So the process, if you will, right, or the three-step process is, we can try to avoid letting the emotion to pick a momentum on the next one, but for whatever happens right now, like whatever emotion that we're feeling right now, we cannot do anything about it, right? So the three-step process are, first of all, recognizing the involuntary first reaction or the first movement. It's a part of a natural physiological reaction, which is out of our control, right? So the Stoics really believe in having a clear distinction between things that are in our control and things that are not in our control. So the three steps process of dealing with the problem of emotion, again, the first one is recognizing as an involuntary natural reaction. And secondly is, we need to figure out what we can control in that situation. So what we can control is the judgment in response to the experience. Okay? I repeat, what we can control is the judgment in response of the experience. And then lastly, we kind of touched on that before. Once the emotion is there, nothing we can do, but we can let it subside and make sure that the emotion doesn't peak up when the next experience comes in. So just to summarize, right, is essentially, I will almost like interpret it, the Stoic thinks about emotion as something that is a little bit more negative, right? It's like part of the nature, but it's a little bit negative in a way that we're trying to avoid it. Again, I think there's a distinction between, being emotionally available for your people that you love or for the community. But in this case, just from a single person, right, like a first person perspective, hey, here's the problem with our emotion is that we tend to overreact on it. What we should do is recognize emotion is a voluntary natural response. And what we can control is our judgment towards it, and to make sure that it doesn't happen or we don't react as feverishly as this one preparing for the next upcoming emotion. That's kind of my interpretation of the problem with emotion here. So thank you for listening. And then next one we're going to talk about is dealing with adversity.